Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be back with you tonight here on this Monday, the 3rd of June of 2019. And I want to welcome you to another episode of The Miracle Man Show. And I'm your host for this evening, as usual. And my stage name is The Miracle Man. Now about this 3rd of June thing. It's hard to believe it's June. For one thing, May went by really fast. This year in general has went by really fast. We are just over 150 days into the year. Just over. The other way that it's kind of hard to tell that it's June is that weather outside. Well, here in this city of Midland, we have not hit 170 degrees yet here in June. Not one.
I thought we did the other day.
We did Friday. That was in May.
Oh, you're right.
Friday was in May. That's the deal. But they hit 70s on Saturday down in the Detroit area, where I ended up going, and. But not yesterday and not today. But tomorrow we're going to go up into the high 70s, with a 20% chance of rain. And then looks like mid-70s Wednesday all the way to Sunday with Wednesday, the only day with a real rain threat. After that, looks to be pretty nice, mid-70s. Right now, the average high is about 73, 74. Record highs are up in the mid-90s, I believe, right now. But we won't be anywhere close right now. I don't see an 80-degree day in the next 10 days on the weather app I used. I also looked at the 15-day forecast on AccuWeather. That doesn't show any 80-degree days either. It makes me wonder. What's going to happen when we get to June 18th, June 26th, June 30th, and then into next month? But speaking of weather, meteorologically, they say that June 1st, based on meteorology, they believe that summer starts June 1st, goes to August 31st. So Labor Day itself is not in that time frame, nor is Memorial Day. And then the other idea of when summer starts and ends is based on the idea of astronomy. That is based on the equinoxes and the solstices. Summer solstice, June 21st. Fall equinox, September 21st. And being up here in Michigan, once you get to like September 9th, September 10th, those last 12 days of the so-called astronomical summer are sometimes a total laughing stock on the rest of the summer. Don't you think? Like, it's just not the same. I will say, though, that the last couple of years, it's been kind of warm the day after Labor Day. So, which model do you believe? It depends on who you ask. But speaking of summer, pools, city pools are starting to open up in places. In some parts of the southern U.S., like Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Florida and other places where the kids have generally where the kids have gotten out of school, city pools have opened. Up here in this region, districts are getting out on like June 7th. Some other districts are going to June 13th, June 14th. Our city pool here in Midland is opening on June 8th. And let me tell you, I'm ready to get my tan on. Aren't you ready to tan, Ava? I'm ready to get my tan on. And Mom, if you're listening to this show right now, I will beat you this summer when it comes to the tan. I will. I will. Oh, yeah. You can say anything you want to about, yeah, I might throw you in a cave or something, or I might switch the position of your chair. Well, I might still find a way to win. And folks, in case you're wondering, we mean no harm. It's just starting last summer. My mom started teasing me about it. And I have fun with it. I think it's cute. I think it's funny. We mean no harm. I just want to enjoy the warm summer sun. And so does my mom. My dad, on the other hand, doesn't really care that much about being out in the sun and on the beach and at the pool, nor does my brother anymore. He used to. My brother used to. To him, it was more about the pool and what have you. It wasn't as much about the sun. Where to me, it's about both put together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because then once it gets super hot, you can still be in it if you're in the water. You know what I mean? Last year I really beat my mom when it came to that sun thing. And you could see my mom giving me a hard time about it, can't you?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do you think your mom could give you a hard time about it or not quite like mine?
Yeah, she probably would.
Do you bet she'd try to switch the position of your chair?
Yeah.
I'll move your chair over here. And I'll put my... Oh, up. right next to the tree, and I'll move mine into the sun. All right, what you got?
Ice.
And water?
No, just ice.
By the way, though, folks, speaking of summer, I want to mention something to you listeners that I'm believing for. I'm believing, God, that every one of you listeners, every one of you who is listening to the show and listens to it on a normal basis, I'm believing, God, that some way, somehow, you'll get a chance to take a vacation of some kind this summer, whether it be a weekend or maybe a couple weekdays or something. Maybe it's somewhere close to home. Maybe it's not. My hope is that you'll be able to some way, somehow, get a chance to have some kind of a vacation this summer, because after all, it is summer, and my hope is that we just get a chance to wake away for a couple days. I know right now it looks like there's a good chance that the first couple days of July I could be down in like Tennessee, Alabama. I said could. Not confirmed yet, so I'm going to be careful what I say. Yeah, I'll get to go somewhere. My belief is that you listeners, you'll be able to get a chance to break away from it. All right. Steak and Shake. Listeners, we took a video of me.
Did I tell you I saw the video?
Get it? Yep. We took a video of me holding onto a garlic double from Steak and Shake. And I'm smiling and I'm like singing a real pretty song about that burger. And I'm like, oh, the garlic burger is just like heaven on earth. Which to me, it is. To you, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I want you to try the garlic burger, listeners. Available at a Steak and Shake near you. You can get it with a small order of fries for just $3.99 plus tax. That's not even that much money, is it? $3.99 plus tax, that's not much money, is it?
No.
Joe had it with me and Annie once, and even JB said it was one of the best burgers he'd ever had. Possibly the biggest, as far as the restaurant is concerned. And someone who's eaten a good amount of burgers in their life, him and me both, that's really saying something, isn't it? About it being one of the best burgers. Ava, what's the best burger you've ever had?
The best burger that I've ever had is probably the Firehouse Burger at O's.
O's Grill over there in Auburn on Midland Road?
Yeah, they've got really, really good burgers.
Is it still O's, or I thought it'd be from Pat and Jerry's to O's and then closed and then became something else?
Oh, well, the Pat and Jerry's turned into a story.
And then Maury's was the one that shut down?
No, Maury's is still there. O's is, like, down the road more.
What did O's used to be?
40s.
Like the same one that is in Pinconning?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't really remember when they merged.
But what kind of burger was it you said?
Firehouse.
Was it kind of spicy?
Yeah, it has jalapenos on it.
It didn't have a special bun or anything though, did it?
Huh?
It didn't have a special bun or anything though, did it? Well, I think the bun is kind of important because, in a way, the bun is kind of like the foundation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that backbone. Is that a good way to think about it? Is that it's like the backbone?
Yeah.
Well, you can have all that great meat and cheese and all that, but what the bun's like, that's kind of important too. And don't get me wrong, listeners. That bun, folks, it's so soft. It's so delicious. It's just... It was, like, yummy, tasty. Don't do enough to describe it. You listeners are going to have to eat one for yourself.
Yeah.
Available at a Steak and Shake location near you. And of course, Steak and Shake is out of Indiana. That's why places like Indiana and Ohio tend to have more of them. Sorry, listeners, that OHI will be edited off. I mean to say that state to the south, because we might mention the names of some of the cities that are there, but we try not to say it by name. Okay. We don't know how many people that might be listening who really do not like something that's scarlet and gray. And I'm just going to leave it at that. One time I admitted that I was a fan of that certain team on the show, and then I decided maybe I might have made some people upset. No, I didn't get any backlash, but to prevent it, I decided, you know, I'm not even going to say the name of that state. You know what I mean? Because, like, just try to prevent it, you know. So, like, but hashtag Pure Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Because now Indiana, that's different. Because that rivalry is not the same. But needless to say, it's at the closest Steak and Shake to you. Where we live, distance-wise, they might say the closest one is Lansing, but not true time-wise because it's not freeway to freeway or any of that. So to hear listeners, it's in, like, Auburn Hills, and by the, which happens to be about 5 minutes from my mom's freeway exit, at 5 minutes after it. But anyhow, one of the best burgers you'll have. All right. Listeners, one more thing real quick, and then I'm going to tell you how you can be a part. Then we're going to pray, and then we are going to study the Bible for a few minutes. Sorry for the pause. And I'm not stuttering. I was drinking some of the world's best soft drink, which is a Coca-Cola from McDonald's. You can grab in any size soft drink from a McDonald's near you for just $1. And there's something to be said about McDonald's Coke that makes it some of the best. I'm not going to take the time. I've heard something that they do that make it so good. And I, however, am not going to take the time to discuss that tonight, because I have other things that I would like to get to. What I do, however, want to say is this. Some of the most tasty regular Coke that you will find. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the best regular Coke you found that's not in a bottle? And for this, because, and usually when I talk about Coke on the show, I include the other flavors, cherry and vanilla. But for this, I had to take it out and just stick to regular. Is it the best regular Coke you've had? Is that McDonald's, Ava?
What?
Ava, is the best regular Coca-Cola that you've ever had, is that at McDonald's or somewhere else?
Yeah.
It's at McDonald's? Next time I might ask you why.
Not today.
Let me check that clock, and then that might say why. 6:54. So I'm not gonna do that today. I'm gonna do it next time. But next time you're here, I'm gonna ask you. But anyhow, it is one of the best that you'll ever find as far as regular Coke. It's some things with the filtering and that make it so awesome.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, I want to share with you how you can tell people how to be a part of this great radio program. We got a number that you can call in to be a part of this great show. When you call in, you'll be able to listen to the show live. If you want to talk to me, you'll be able to do that as well. The number to call in to this great radio show is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, go ahead and press 1. After you've pressed 1, you want to talk to the Miracle Man? You'll be able to really take him to a call screener. My assistant will answer the phone. She'll let me know that we have a caller. And then after which, I will say, go on ahead. We'll let you on the air. And we can discuss whatever you wish to talk about on the show, as long as it's not political. So, if you maybe was listener, I might share that secret about the McDonald's Coke if a listener calls in to ask. Or maybe you want to ask me something about the Bible. You know, anything to do with the Bible. Do you want to ask me? Why is the grass always greener in one place than the other? Or maybe you want to talk sports. We do a lot of sports here at Miracle Man as well. The last portion of the program is always devoted to sports. Depending on how much stuff we have to get to, that's how many minutes it takes. During football season, on Mondays and Wednesdays, we take 30-minute segment and this and specifically discuss football. And I have a lot of fun doing it. And my hope is that we can get some great callers tonight. Pretty soon here, we plan on launching a Facebook page for this show so that you'll be able to be a part of it that way. Once we launch that, I plan to share with you a verse of the day and some other things. We might put the garlic video burger. We might put the garlic burger video up there. Who knows? You'll just have to wait and see. Depends on how good you are. Depends on how many people will like the page. Maybe if we get a certain number of people to like the page, the garlic burger goes up there. We'll just have to wait and see. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. And hopefully tonight we can get some great callers. Now, we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity tonight to share the Word of God with these listeners. I thank you that these listeners tonight have ears to hear and a mind ready to receive what you have for them. I thank you, Lord, that they will be just eager to receive. And that they'll just stay spellbound in person. And wanting to learn more about you, your word. I thank you, Lord God, that you use me tonight as an oracle. And I just thank you, Lord God, tonight, right now, that in your name, I make my confession over this radio program. I claim that in the name of Jesus, we have increases in listenership coming to this radio program. I thank you, Lord God, that we have a huge harvest of souls coming into this radio program. Coming into the kingdom through this radio program. I thank you, Father God, that we have sponsors and partners coming in to help us and support us. And most important, and also, Lord God, I thank you for finances coming into this great program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that this evening. In Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. If you have your Bible, open it up, please, to the book of Acts, chapter 16. Praise God, Acts chapter 16. We'll take a look to see, we'll see what the Lord has for us. Come on. While you're turning there, I just want to encourage you to be a part. So, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do wherever you are. So, if I pray in the Spirit, you go ahead and pray in the Spirit. I sing, you sing. I read the Bible, you go ahead and follow along with me. Praise God. All right. And I have just found Acts 16. And I shall begin reading right now in verse 1. And he came to Derbe. And then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey. So he circumcised them because of the Jews who lived in that area. For they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached to the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So, the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. I love that part. They grew daily in numbers. All right, next question. We'll go on, continue on with me in verse 6 of Acts 16. Now, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galilee. In Galatia. Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So, they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. Hang on, I'm just doing the during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia. Concluding that God I mean, including that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Verse 11. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace. And the next day on to Naphtali. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there for several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside of the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place for prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. You consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. Now, verse 16. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, those men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. That moment, the Spirit left her. When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews. They are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or to practice. Verse 22. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. They had been severely flogged. They were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and were singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation, of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open. And everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for light, pushed in, fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. You and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all of the others in his house. That hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately, he and all his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God. He and his whole family. When it was daylight, the magistrate sent for the officers to the jailer with the order, "Release these men." The jailer told Paul, "The magistrate have ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave and go in peace." But Paul said to the officers, "They beat us publicly without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens. They threw us into prison, and now do they want to get rid of us quietly? No. Let them come themselves and escort us out." The officers reported this to the magistrate, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were alarmed. They came to appease them and escorted them from the prison, requesting them to leave the city. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met with the brothers and encouraged them. Then they left. We're in chapter 17 about Thessalonica. When they had passed through Amphipolis, Apollonius, they came to Thessalonica. where there was a Jewish synagogue. As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with many from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the church had to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ, he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks, and not a few prominent women. But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace. They formed a mob and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here. And Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decree, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus." When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them out. Verse 10. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now, the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness, and they examined the scriptures every day in order to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, and it also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in that synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happen to be there. A group of Epicurean and start philosophers began to dispute with them. Some of them asked, what is this babbler trying to say? Others remarked, he seems to be advocating foreign gods. They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, may we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing the strange ideas to your to our ears. So we want to know what they mean. All of the Athenians and the foreign who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. And as I walked around and looked carefully at your object of worship, I even found an altar of this inscription. An unknown god. Now, what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. The God, capital G, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and of earth. And he does not live in temples built by hands. For he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man, he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that she would seek him. Men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own points have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man. design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. Oh, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice to the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, "We want to hear you again on the subject of that." Paul left the council. A few men became followers of Paul and believed. Among them was Stenelius, a member of the Areopagus, like a woman named Samaras, and a number of others. All right.
Wow.
All right. Let's talk. Listeners. Let me explain something to you. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. All. If you believe in for something in your life that man can't do, you're fighting a disease, you're fighting an illness, and you get told no hope, no cure, no treatment.
Is there not a quarter in your
pocket? Now, for many things there is treatment, but for what there is not, God can.
There's not a quarter in there, because it's right there. There's no corner. I
can't. Refill.
John, refill.
Yes, please. But anyhow, listeners, as I was explaining, if you were in that prison, like Paul and Silas was, you know what that earthquake was? It was not just some natural thing going on, and then the prison got destroyed. No. That was God. God miraculously let Paul and Silas out of that prison. Why were they put in there? Because some people were very angry about what Paul and Silas were doing. Because Paul commanded an evil spirit to leave this slave girl who was making money, being a fortune teller. She was, in the best sense, she was being a psychic. She was telling people their future. But Paul cursed that spirit. The demon came out of that girl. And the girl's owner was so mad because that girl could no longer make money for him because she was no longer fortune telling. That is why Paul and Silas were put in prison. There's often preachers that talk about Paul and Silas going in prison, but they may not say why. They were in there because people were angry. That Paul cast out that demon of fortune telling. But at about midnight, Paul and Silas are seen in that prison. They're praying to God. They're singing hymns. They're shackled, all hands and feet. But they're in the inner cell of that prison. Wouldn't inner mean like maximum security?
What?
Inner or outer doesn't necessarily mean maximum security, does it?
No.
But, you see, the jailer told the guards to keep special eye on Paul and Silas. So they were sent, which basically means they would have been under maximum security. Doesn't that make sense? So they were essentially, listeners, they were essentially in maximum security. And then Paul and Silas, at midnight, Paul and Silas are in that prison. But you know what they're doing? Instead of yelling out all those angry people, oh, they're just so mad at us, aren't they? They're just so mad at what Silas could have been like. Oh, they're just so mad at what you did, Paul. Paul, why'd you do that, Paul? Paul! That's not how it went. Paul and Silas were in there singing hymns. They were in there praying to God. And then at midnight, an earthquake came. As a result of it, all those people got out, including the jailer. The jailer takes Paul and Silas into his home. The jailer repents. The jailer gives his life to the Lord and then ends up getting baptized. Then, as I said, he takes them to his house, and he washes them all, cleans up their wounds, gets them all nice and cleaned up, serves them a nice dinner. Maybe it might not have been the most fancy dinner, but it was like a good dinner day. Give him strength. When I think about it, I like to say he made him a nice pasta dinner. Because I don't know about you, I'm not exactly hungry right now, but a nice pasta, like some ravioli or some hamburger helper, something like that sounds really good right now, don't you think?
Well, good luck with
that. Doesn't that sound really good, Ava?
Yeah.
Listeners, like a nice pasta dinner for whatever reason right now, folks. I imagine if it was today, no Paul's house, I imagine they might have been eating something like that. Because that has a good amount of carbs in it, and I like to think it was something like that, you know, and maybe Maybe they had some, I don't know, some fresh garlic bread in the oven. Some, you know, like the best garlic bread you could find, the most tasty. And no, and by the way, listeners, I don't mean the most expensive. I mean the most tasty. Because after that, because after you go through all that, you want something that's going to taste good, right, Ava?
Yeah.
You want, and as I just said, tasty doesn't always mean the most expensive.
No.
I'm talking like it's going to taste real good. Like you can taste that nice garlic bread. And I imagine for dessert, they would have had a nice warm, like your all-time favorite fresh homemade dessert? Might it be like an apple cobbler or something?
Yeah.
Don't you think like an apple cobbler or pie or something?
Yeah.
On top of some ice cream, you scream, we all scream. And you gotta imagine on that. There had to be some Parmesan cheese, if you please. My point is they fed them nice, and then they went to bed, and then they get up in the morning, and the jailer orders them released. Actually, and they end up being escorted out, and then they get asked to leave by the magistrate. You want to know why they got free? Why they didn't stay in prison? You want to know why they got free? Jesus did that. God did that. It wasn't just some earthquake captain that destroyed that prison. No. God did that. And you know, with God, all things are possible. But you gotta be believing that he will do what you're believing him for. And he wants to hear you. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Ask, seek, knock. Yeah, but I've been waiting for this healing in my body for 55 years. Have you been asking God to heal you? Once in a while is not going to cut it. You got to keep believing and believing and saying with your mouth, confessing with your mouth, calling yourself healed, calling yourself free, calling yourself delivered. You got to get back to that basics. You got to be confessing with your mouth, finding those verses. The doctor says, no hope, no cure, no treatment. In response to that, all things are possible with God. And I got a song that I want to sing for you guys. you love what's behind it. It's really good. It's an older song, but there's a reason. Part of why a lot of what I sing in these older songs, there's just something behind a lot of these older songs. You know, there's been some songs we're singing lately at our church. There's been some good new ones, but there's also something to be said about the old ones that do a really good job of getting that point across. And just think about it. It's called All Things Are Possible. Forget who wrote it, but here's what I remember. His praise is always on my lips, and your word is written in my heart, and I will praise you with a new song. My soul will bless you, Lord, when I am weak, you make me strong. When I'm poor, you know I'm rich, and with the power of your hand, all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Your praise is always on my lips. Your word is written in my heart, and I will praise you with a new song. My soul will bless you, Lord, when I am weak, you make me strong. When I'm poor, you know I'm rich, and with the power of your hand, all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. And I remember we used to sing that back in the day. Not back many years ago, but. Well, the song may be older, the message is still the same. And by the way, the Bible was not written in 2009. It was not written in 2014. It was not written in 2018 or 2019. It was written well before our time. It is still relevant today. The Word of God never gets old, and I am so thankful for that. God doesn't write a new Bible every few years. There's no need for it. Praise God. Now we're going to pray and closing, and then we're going to talk some sports. But real quick, in summary, the real meaning of miracle is something that man couldn't have done. Something that God did. I mean, obviously, if it's miraculous, that means it came from the Lord. You know? Yeah. Might have been impossible with men. But with God, all things are possible. And I thank the Lord for that all the time. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this great word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that all things are possible. All things are made possible with you, Lord God. When it looks to be impossible, when we're in our darkest hour, you always have the answer, Lord God. I just give you praise and honor and glory that you live on the inside of us. Thank you that we'll be doers of this word and not hearers only. And that it would just stay with us. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. All right. Excuse me. For sports, the Tigers this weekend had a series against the Braves down in the Atlanta area over at SunTrust Park, now a bit northwest of downtown Atlanta. They used to be in the city, but they moved out a ways. The Tigers lost two of the three games, including an 8-5 loss to the Braves yesterday. Cabrera did decent yesterday. He was out a couple of games due to injury. Came back yesterday. He's been okay batting wise, but not the greatest like he used to be yet. Not yet. Hopefully he'll get there. What's up this week for the Tigers? The Tigers are coming back home for 6 games. They start a series tomorrow against the Rays. Tuesday to Thursday. Then, Friday through Sunday, the Tigers will be hosting the Minnesota Twins. And the Twins are really tearing it up. They are flying high. I don't know how they got to be so good so quick. But they're doing it. And they were like just below us last year. Now they're like surprising everybody. It's really been a surprise what they've been able to do this year. They've really been doing good. But for the Rays games tomorrow night. And Wednesday night, it's at 7:05. Thursday, it's a, 7:10. Thursday, it's a 1:10 game. And then Friday and Saturday. Friday is 7:10, start against Minnesota. Saturday, 6:10. Sunday, 1:10. All at Comerica Park in downtown Detroit. Now for some NBA. Well, two games, seven played in the NBA Finals. It's tied at one game apiece. Both games have been pretty decent so far. Toronto won game one. Golden State won game two. Last night, Golden State won 108-104. The series will now shift to Toronto for games 3 through 5, beginning with tomorrow night. And I think it'll be like an 8:45 or 9 o'clock tip-off. And you should be able to hear it on ESPN 100.9 FM. I am still predicting that Golden State will win in 6 games. And I'm going to stick with it. I'm not going to change the prediction. I'm not. However, by the way, that means however, but I just said it different to be funny. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes. NFL. It was reported by the Detroit Free Press on Saturday that Calvin Johnson could be interested in returning to the team if they'll pay him back what they owe him. When Calvin announced that he was retiring a couple of years ago, and after the 2015 season, they made him pay up a lot of money. They made him pay up like a six-figure amount of money. I forget what that was about, but they didn't leave on. He didn't leave him on good terms. He and the coach or whatever were not on good terms. What I gotta say is this, Calvin. I hope that if Calvin chooses to come back, and if he's able to, I hope it's about the love of the game, not about the money. Because there's too many hirelings. And by the way, there's no I in team. There's no I, my money. If I get to play every minute, if I get to, that's not a team. That's all me. Me, me, me. But if he is going to come back, he's got to be able to really work with Matthew Stafford and not just do it when he wants to. And he wasn't called Megatron for nothing. He was doing a really good job. I miss him. Bad. I'd love to have Calvin back with the team. He's going to come back. I just want it to be for the right reason. And now, folks, that's all we got. And until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.